For low-income families, coming up with all the things their kids need for school is a challenge. And for 50 years, a Kiwanis Club in western North Carolina has made sure that children have at least one item taken care of, their shoes. From North Carolina Public Radio WUNC, Jessica Jones reports.
11-year-old Janie Bradley needs a new pair of shoes. Her leather sneakers are splitting at the seams, and their treads are worn smooth. They're also too small because she's growing like a weed. So today, Janie's in a sporting goods store trying on a new pair.
Got room to grow?
They're big enough for you.
Right there.
Oh, there's plenty of
time. The owner of the store, Rex Benediga, and Janie's mother, Louise, both watch as she takes a few steps.
They feel good. They're not as bad to walk in.
Every month during the school year, almost a dozen needy children like Janie come into Sherman Sporting Goods to receive a new pair of shoes. The local Kiwanis Club pays for them. Since 1955, the club has bought more than 3,000 pairs for kids. Today, Janie is receiving the 3,153rd. John Greer is the head of the club's shoe program.
They may drop out if they're too embarrassed or too uncomfortable to come to school with bad shoes. So this is one way to keep them in school and finish.
50 years ago, the principal of a local school asked the club to buy a new pair of shoes for a student whose sneakers were falling apart. Then other principals started asking, too. Club member Morris Kaplan, who's 93 now, was put in charge of making sure every child who needed new shoes received them.
When the expenditures reached $300, I began to worry. I said, boy, that's a lot of money back then. But the club told me not to worry. We don't even have a budget. They said, whatever it takes, we're going to raise it, which it did.
Since then, Kiwanis has spent $62,000 buying shoes for three generations of children in Henderson County. Janie Bradley's mom, Louise Bradley, says she's thankful her daughter is able to get a new pair.
It's a big help because we struggle from month to month. My husband's disabled, and we went from a every week paycheck to a once a month check, and the adjustment in that itself is so hard.
Some of the kids who get new shoes take them home in the box, but not Janie, who still has hers on. She's getting her old ones wrapped up in a box at the cash register. Her mom is bending down, examining the designs on her daughter's new shoes.
Yeah, I bet it goes in the dark.
We'll have to wait till tonight to find out.
I guess we will, won't we?
Janie says she's going to wear her new shoes all the time, although she promised her mother she'll do her best to keep them looking new as long as possible. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones.